It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got ourselves a hell of a sports weekend. Really get started Sunday night when you've got Mets-Dodgers game one of the NLCS plus Giants-Bengals on a Sunday night. And then Monday is going to be one of the most insane Monday sports days you'll ever see. We're going to be broadcasting live from American Dream over in New Jersey at the Dream Bar. We'll be on during the Met-Dodger or Met-Padre game two of the NLCS game. I keep saying Mets-Dodgers. Like something's telling me that's going to be the NLCS. The Jets obviously take on Buffalo. The Yankees will open up the ALCS against either Cleveland or Detroit. But you can come hang out with us. 2 o'clock Monday at the American Dream. We'll be at the Dream Bar. So it is going to be insanity over the next couple of weeks.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo. That's brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. Okay. Here we are. Evan doesn't want it. I want it. Tiki thinks we're all children for arguing about it.
Before you continue, do you want it?
Who, me?
Do you want a Subway Series if it was up to you?
I would love that.
You would love that?
Yeah, because I like both these teams.
Okay.
I'm a Yankee fan. Huh? Mainly, you guys know this because I knew all the Yankees. Mm-hmm. TC's one of my good friends. But I've enjoyed watching the Mets. They have been so fun this year. It's hard not to like look at them.
Would you root for the Mets in the series?
No.
All right. Good test.
For the Yankees.
Good test.
But so, I like watching the Mets.
So it is official. Every single person who's employed at WF Fan wants a Subway Series, except me. I feel very special right now.
And I have a special tie to the Mets, obviously.
Who does?
Me.
You have a special...
He was the one that had the Steve Cohen
stuff. Oh, he has a very special tie to the Mets. There's a statue in my basement to Tiki Barber because he broke the news that the Wilpons were selling the team to Steve Cohen. So maybe, thank you, Tiki.
Maybe Tiki gets on a float if there's a parade. But anyway... So 24 years ago today was game one of the Mets in the NLCS and game two for the Yankees in the ALCS. It's been 24 years since both teams were simultaneously in the LCS.
So the opposite of this year. The Mets get the head start this year. 24 years ago, the Yankees got the head start.
So I'm going to bring you back 24 years and give you the five things to know about where the world was here in New York the last time this happened.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
The number one box office movie... And the number one box office movie for all 4 weeks in October was?
Jurassic Park.
2020?
2000. October of 2000. Not 1 week. Spent 4 weeks at number one at the box office.
I have no idea.
Look who's talking to.
Meet the Parents, starring Ben Stiller.
Okay.
All right.
That's a very 2000 movie, isn't it?
Yeah. Here you go. Here we go.
Number four.
Does it hold up, though?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, you've seen it recently?
I mean, I haven't seen it in like the last 5 years, maybe, but it was very funny.
I've got nipples, Greg. Will you milk me?
And then they had a follow-up.
It probably holds up.
They had a follow-up. Meet the Fockers was another movie.
Yeah, and there's children listening right now.
And then there's another one, too, after that.
Well, they made another one after
that? There's a third one. I forgot the name of it. All right, here we go. Number four, the number one song in the country.
I know. Mbop.
Nope, but close.
What?
I'll tell you, because nobody's ever going to get it in a million years. Come On Over by Christina Aguilera on This Week in 2000.
I'd have to hear that song. Because
Come On Over, Come On Over, baby.
It's always a baby in there.
Yeah, there is.
She don't have to tell me twice.
All right.
Do you number know, three.
Number three, do you know what the Jets did on this weekend in 2000?
2000 was a weird season. Because remember, Al Groh was the head coach and then basically just stopped wanting to be the coach towards the end of the year. They ended up finishing 9-7. So I'm going to say they won 27-13.
Tiki, any guesses?
They lost to the Giants?
No. They won 34-17.
Not bad.
Beating the New England Patriots.
Wow, it was when the Patriots weren't the Patriots
and
yet.
The Jets improved to 5-1. Why is that day significant? Curtis Martin, your boy, Tiki, 3 rushing touchdowns on the day.
Nice.
On the road in New England. All right, here we go.
Number two.
That was a revenge game for him.
It is. Yep. Some might remember the 2000 Giants.
I think they had a good year then. Mm-hmm.
Maybe didn't get the headlines they deserved until November. Does anybody remember what the Giants did this week in the year 2000 when the LCSs were going on?
Tiki. Did we lose to the Detroit Lions?
No. Close. When that happened that season, the Giants beat the Cowboys at home 19-14 to improve to 5-2. Two running backs scored touchdowns in this game. Can Tiki Barber name them?
In 2000?
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook.
I mean, Dalvin Joyce.
Dalvin Joyce. Okay.
And Ron Dane.
Close. Ron Dane and Emmett Smith scored touchdowns this game. Meaning, everybody, on this week in 2000, Curtis Martin had 3 touchdowns. Ron Dane and Emmett Smith had touchdowns. Where were you?
What was my stat line?
Your stat line. You ripped off a 47-yard run in that game, and you got 74 yards total. We call that a Saquon kind of thing. One long run clouds the total. Wow. No,
I
but
hate you.
All right, here we go.
By the way, do you remember that game?
No.
Now they gave you those facts?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of games I don't remember.
No, I get you.
All right, and here we go. The number one thing you need to know about where the world was the last time both the Yankees and Mets. The 43rd song on the Billboard charts.
Let the dogs out! Who let the dogs out?
God, don't do this.
Who let the dogs out?
Who? Who? It wasn't after October.
Man, 43rd song in the Billboard charts in October? Some might call that a losing song.
Just remember this about Who Let the Dogs Out. That was the theme song of the 2000 Mets, Tiki.
Right, I'm asking if the Mets boosted it.
I don't know.
Happened?
It's a good question.
In November.
Yeah, did it go down or up based on this run?
Great question. 43 is not a great number for the Baja Men.
But what annoyed me about this song was, unlike OMG, which is a natural organic creation from one of their players, this was just created in a PR lab. Like, the Mets didn't decide to go, Who let the dogs out? Todd Zeal didn't go up to Robin Ventura and say, hey, Robin, I got a great idea. Who let the dogs out?
Well,
it was a PR-created thing, and that's just so not organic. This Met team... It's organic.
So that brings me to the question. If we get there, and if the Yankees beat the Mets, how will you remember OMG?
What do you mean, how you remember?
Well, he hates Who Let the Dogs Out in different circumstances, not organic. He explained that.
Yeah,
I'm curious based on the organicness of OMG.
But you don't hate Who Let the Dogs Out because the Mets didn't win.
Correct.
You hate it because it doesn't fit.
I hated it at the time. Right. Like, as it was being performed on the field at Chase Stadium, I never liked it. So, look, I explained this last night on the Rico, and I got a lot of negative reactions to this. So I'm going to explain it to you guys, and maybe you'll understand. I think Positive Tommy will understand, even if he pretends not to understand. This has been an amazing Mets season. We all know that. This has been incredible. They have defied all of our expectations if you go back to the beginning of the year. And I'm very grateful for that. But I believe that magical runs like this, they don't just grow on trees. They're very special.
Right.
And what I've learned throughout history is when you have a magical run, you better seal the deal. Because if you don't, there's a really good chance you may have a better team the following year, or 2 years later.
Right.
But that magic won't be there.
Magic gets done to you by somebody else.
Correct. And I'll give you three examples off the top of my head. The 2015 New York Mets had a lot of magic. Mm-hmm. Wilmer's crying, Yoenis is homering, and they went on this incredible run, and they lost the World Series, and they didn't even come close to getting back. This is the closest they've been since then. Example number one. Example number two, the Phillies in 2022, the team the Mets just beat. They had a magical run. And you've laid out, Tiki, well, they had a lot of injuries, and I get right. it. But they had a magical run. And then they followed it up by choking in the NLCS up 3-2 and losing the... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mets this year, and now people in Philadelphia want to break up the core. They had magic.
Yeah.
They didn't take advantage of it. They were up 2-1 in the World Series against the Astros. The other example, last year's Diamondbacks. They had a lot of magic. They got to the World Series. They lost. So I say this without telling you guys should get fired, because obviously that's ridiculous. They got to win. The Mets have to win the World Series. They have to win the World Series because these opportunities do not grow on trees. And just because they have Steve Cohen and they're going to sign all these great free agents and they may win 105 games next year, that doesn't mean you're going to have this, the ball bouncing the right way, the magic that they have. So I'm at the point as a Met fan where I can take a step back and appreciate that this season has been great, but they got to win the World Series.
Right.
There's nothing else left to accomplish. And I think what I've laid out, if you listen to everything I said, you'd understand that it makes complete sense. It's not me saying, F these guys if they don't win the World Series. I know it's hard. That's the point. If it's so hard when you get there and you have this magic, you better win. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But you didn't answer the question.
I'm still
about
waiting.
OMG song.
Oh, I got off on that rant. I'm sorry. What was the question again?
The question was,
how will you remember the OMG song?
If the Yankees beat the Mets in the World Series, because remember, this is the other part that Tiki is going to hate. Yankee fans are going to sing OMG forever if they beat the Mets in the World Series.
Yeah, I probably not well. And I think that's part of the problem with the Yankee-Met World Series. And I think that I'll be devastated no matter where they lost and no matter who they lost, but it would be worse if it's the Yankees and all of a sudden you have ownage over OMG. So my answer as I sit here today on October 11th would be not good. It wouldn't be good.
Oh, my God. That's Cinco de Five-O.
All right, thank you, Sean. You agree with that? Tell me about they got to win the World Series.
Well done.
Does that make sense to you? They got misconstrued by a lot of people who heard it. Like, what do you mean? It's been such a great year. I know it's been a great year, but these opportunities are very, very special. And I believe if you don't take advantage of it more times than not, you never do.
No, I think it makes perfect sense. Number one, they have all the things you want in a championship team. They've been the best team since June. They have all the gimmicks in the world. And I think back to 2015. Remember what we were saying when we lost the World Series? Wow, we got all this young pitching. Right. And here we are 9 years later it took. So you just really never know.
Yeah. Very rarely do you come back and win. Like, there are examples, to be fair. Like, I think the Royals are maybe the greatest example. They lost the seventh game of the World Series at home on a pop-up with the tying run 90 feet away. Right. Like, bro, that's as bad as it gets. They came back and won the World Series next year. And I commend them for that. I do believe that's very rare. And so the pressure that I think we should face as Met fans is, yeah, this has been fun and it's magical, but you got to win it. Because look at the Phillies. Look how devastated they are. They haven't recaptured that magic that they had 2 years ago. Right. So.
And the Diamondbacks got close, but three-way tie, they're odd man out.
Yeah.
They didn't make the playoffs this year.
They got to win. They got to freaking win. Okay? Feel good that I got that off my chest. I feel like I feel healthy now that I said
that. You know what, Evan? I think that's actually a great PSA for a lot of teams in this town. The Yankees have to win. The Rangers have to win. And I'll even admit this. This Knicks team has to win.
I agree.
The 90s Knicks, they never won. You got to win. We got to start seeing championships.
Yeah.
The Liberty, let's start winning some championships.
Well, the Liberty, I'm disgusted.
Got to have some parades around here. I know NYCFC won, but we got to start getting parades back in parade town.
The Liberty blew game one, which is still ticking me off.
Right.
Like, I'll give them credit, not them, but the WNBA credit. Huge rating for game one. I just saw the numbers. Over a million people were watching game one of the WNBA finals. And just to give you context on that nationally, the Yankee game had 3.5 million.
Wow.
So while the Yankees obviously won, it's not like it's... You know, they didn't beat them by 10 times the amount.
No.
I think it was about 3.5 million for last night's Yankee game, about 1.1, 1.2 million for last night's New York Liberty game. With that said, I want to give the Liberty a prep talk. As bad as that game was, it's one loss. Let's bounce back. Let's erase.
Well, you know you can dominate them because you were dominating them.
Damn
until
right.
You weren't.
Yeah. I can't name one person on the Lynx, but I do believe in my Libs. Let's go. By the way, speaking of Libs, how do you not mention anything about the election? Like, in 2000, we had an election year, just like we have now. And by the way, that election was the most controversial election of our lifetime. No, Tiki, come on.
Here we go. Not trying to go there.
No. Forget that.
I already can't stand the political commercials.
No, I meant the Bush-Gore election. You don't have to mention this one, but you're talking about the last time in 2000. That was an election year.
Before you start arguing.
What?
It was what happened in this week in 2000 when the teams were in the LCS.
October 10th. So you're telling me a month before the presidential election, Al Gore didn't say, I'm going to stick you in a locked box. George W. Bush didn't say strategery.
No, back then they just kind of, I agree with you, but my plan.
Yeah.
Strategery.
Thank you.
It was very different debating back then.
Go look up October 10th and 11th.
I want to see the debate dates from Bush and Gore. Like, what were the actual debate dates?
That's it. You better bring more than a pea shooter. You're
gonna. I got the.
I'm a loser.
I got the answer.
All right.
This is bad for you, bro.
What?
Today, October 11th, 2000, Bush versus Gore. Mm. I win. Apologize. Right.
What was the debate like, though?
I was the second debate. I forget which one that was because I haven't memorized the Bush Gore debates. But it was the second presidential debate. It was October 11th, 2000. What's today's date?
October 11th.
So on this date, exactly 24 years ago, there was a presidential debate between George W. Bush and Al Gore. And this is an election year with basically no presidential debates.
Uh-huh.
Well, we've given up on that. And you wouldn't call back that as a reference?
Look, you brought
That's a bad job out of you, bro. I'm sorry.
You brought more than a pea shooter. What do you want me to tell you?
I did bring more than a pea shooter. Their third presidential debate, by the way, was October 17th. I'm not sure which day Al Gore said locked box. I do not know.
Mm.
That may have been the first one.
Don't gore us with the details.
You know what I've been inspired to do now? Because Tiki's right about the way they used to debate back then. I'm going to watch that debate tonight.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
You finally get a night of no sports. Literally, right? There's no sports.
Well, there's Padres-Dodgers.
Oh, fair enough.
Fair
enough. You got to do a Rico. But you had an opportunity to watch a movie with your wife, and you're going to watch debates?
That happens at 2 a.m. when everybody's asleep.
Like, Vice President Gore is right when he says that this country needs to, but I would do it this way.
Exactly. They were so friendly to each other. Like, hey, George, how's it going? Hey, Al, what's up? We will make our NFL picks in the next 5 minutes. Obviously, it includes the Sunday night showdown between the New York Football Giants and the Cincinnati Bengals. Toll-free number, 888-808-1019. Let's get to some of your phone calls, including Dan, who's calling from Floral Park. Good afternoon, Dan.
Gentlemen, I've got two reasons for you why I think 3 days of Cole is a bad idea and a question if you're allowed. So with Cole,
sure.
I want my ace at his best, right? You know, I want him pitching at his best twice. I'd rather have that than throwing him out there three times not at his best. So that's one. And then the second reason is you've made game one must win now, right? If I throw him out there in game one, I've got to win. If I lose game one and now I don't get him until game four, Detroit is sitting pretty going into game two. Let's see what happens in game one, and now I've got him sitting there at game two.
Yeah, I understand the logic on you put more pressure to win the game that you start Gerrit Cole in, but you also said I want my ace at his best. We don't have a huge sample size of Gerrit Cole on short rest. In fact, we only have one game, one example. Game 5 division series against Tampa in 2020, and he was awesome. So the early returns are that maybe he is capable of being really effective on short rest and maximizing the amount of starts one can make in an LCS, even if he's throwing an inning or two less in each start. Well, there's an extra start involved, which means over the course of that series, you're getting more innings out of your best pitcher. I see positives in that.
Right. No, there's positive. The positive is obvious. The question is, can Gerrit Cole do this, and will he want to do this?
Oh, I think he'd definitely want to do it if he was asked. I don't think he's going to run into the office and demand it, though.
Yeah. So now it becomes on, if this is a possibility, on Aaron Boone to just suggest it.
You know what I'm curious about with Boone? Booney, who I like Aaron Boone, but what bothers me sometimes is when Aaron is asked a question and he says, I never even considered that. Mm. And we talked about that a few months ago, when there was a question about walking Rafael Devers.
Yeah.
And he's like, I never considered it.
Yeah.
And I said, you got to consider it.
Isn't it your job to consider
it? Yeah, you got to consider
all possibilities.
So my question to Aaron would be, because I think it's more likely than not that my idea, if you're just tuning in, of pitching Gerrit Cole on short rest so he can come back for game one so I can have him in 1-4-7 is likely not going to happen. And I don't know if anybody in the media is even going to ask the question. I'd be curious if Aaron Boone and his group even thought about it.
Hmm.
I would assume that they are.
Of course they
have. You got to think about every scenario.
Especially if you just look at the recent history of your rotation.
Mm.
Right, two of the guys you're not using, you've put into the bullpen in theory, even though Stroman wasn't even on the DS roster. But you don't trust Rodon. And even if you love his stuff in moments, can you really trust him?
After what happened in game two, I don't know how the heck anybody could trust Carlos Rodon.
You can't. And then Luis Gil, we just don't know.
Right.
Schmidt, I guess you're okay with, for at least for the short term, and I guess your bullpen is fine enough backing him up. But that's really 1.5 pitchers
just
that we're talking about.
And remember this about the bullpen. The Yankees, see, having a bye has been construed as this really bad thing, mainly because no National League team who's had a bye has ever advanced out of the first round. Which is a true story, out of the division series. Hmm. So far, it is 0-5.
In the National League.
In the National League. In the American League, it's very different.
Right.
I think it's 4-1. You have a bye, you advance. The Yankees took advantage, to their credit, of all these off days.
Yeah.
They maximized their bullpen. They maximized the aggressiveness in using Clay Holmes, in using Luke Weaver. They're not going to have that same luxury in an LCS where it's a more traditional schedule where it's game, game, off day, game, 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 off day, game, game. They were just in a series in which they had a week off, played a game, had an off day, played a game, had an off day, played a game and a game.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
So it will be more challenging when it comes to the bullpen. We make our picks for week 6 here in the NFL, and our picks are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL and the New York Giants. Bud Light, easy to Sunday, easy to enjoy. By ELEC A25, Building Our Future. By Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit SamwellBain.com. And by Saks Underwear with the ballpark pouch. Last night, me and Loogie took the San Francisco 49ers laying 3.5. We both got victories. Tiki and Sean took Seattle. They both took L's. So the standings currently have me and Loogie in a flat-footed tie at 14-14, both of us. So at 500, I wouldn't call that a great year, but we are tied for first place. Tiki Barber is in third place at 10-18. And Sean Morash, I mean, it's embarrassing, but he's 6-22. I give him credit. I mean, it was far worse like a week and a half ago.
It's not bad.
He was 3-19 at one point.
Only 4 games behind me.
I like to call my picks the Mets before Memorial Day.
Oh.
You know what? Touche, sir. Touche. So we make our picks 3 games this weekend, including the local. And if you guys don't mind, I'll probably go first.
Mm.
I got no problem.
Go ahead.
You like that?
Yeah, I can go first.
Would you like to go first?
Sure.
Tiki Barber, take it away.
Bears laying 1.5 at home. Give me the Bears over the Jaguars. The Ravens laying 6.5. That's less than a touchdown against the Commanders. I like them. That's going to be a good one. One to watch. And the New Orleans Saints getting 3.5. Is this the right week?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not picking the Giant game, Teak?
Oh, yeah,
he's
going to
pick the Giants anyway.
I got to pick the Giants. All right, I'll take the Giants. I forgot we had to pick the Giants. I thought prime time.
No, you forgot because last week you weren't allowed to pick the Giants because you called the game.
Right.
Is there a rule that you have to wait 2 weeks after you call a team's
game? No, not at all. I just kind of forgot we had to take the Giants and the Jets because I didn't take them last week.
So you're taking the Bears, the Ravens, and the Giants.
That's correct.
Fair enough. All right, for me, I'm going to start it off with actually Tiki's game, believe it or not. I think it's the first time I'm getting involved in the game that you're calling.
I will shut my mic off.
I love the Denver Broncos in this game. They're getting 3 at home against the Los Angeles Chargers, and there's a few reasons why I love this. It's not because I believe in Bo Nix, that's for damn sure. This Denver Bronco defense is legitimately very good, and this Charger offense is broken. I mean, it's a freaking mess. I think they're 28th or 29th in scoring offense right now in the NFL. I think the Broncos are very slowly but surely trying to prove to us that despite having a young quarterback who you have major questions about and not exactly having a lot of superstars all over their roster, they're actually not a bad football team. And I'm getting 3 points. So in game number one, I'm going right to Tiki Barber's game, which means I'm going to be all over your broadcast. Please say as much sexual things as humanly possible.
You got it, Evan.
Because I always love when Tiki does that. So I'm going to take the Broncos in game number one. They're getting 3 at home against the L.A. Chargers. Game number two, I want to go to a favorite, a team that I picked a lot early this season, and then I took a break, mainly because Loogie started copying me. Mm. So I allowed him to take this team a few weeks in a row and lose both times. So I'm going to get this team back on track. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are laying 3 in Vegas against the Raiders. The Steelers have been tripped up the last few weeks. They've lost close games like last week against Dallas. I love the steel curtain defense to get back to dominating like they did the first 3 weeks of the season. Plus, the Raiders, they're hanging by a thread. They got major issues. They got a head coach saying, hey, guys are making business decisions. Devontae Adams is about to be traded. I love this as a bounce-back spot for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who've lost a few in a row. Give me the Steelers laying the 3 in Vegas against the Raiders. And then we get to game number 3, the Giant game. Look, I love what the Giants are doing. I'm happy for you guys. I'm happy the fact that even though Malik Nabers didn't play last week and he didn't play this week, that Giant offense was awesomely functional last week against Seattle. And I got it wrong. I think I was the one guy who sat there and picked Seattle. Actually, no. Loogie picked Seattle, too. I guess we were both wrong together. But this week, I think you're walking into a buzzsaw. And I want to apologize to you. Because the Cincinnati Bengals are too good for this crap. They just are. They're not a 1-4 team. Their offense is clicking. Ja'Marr Chase had a monster week last week. Joe Burrow put up disgusting numbers. And even though he oddly looks like Cody Rhodes, and even though they haven't won primetime games on the road, I think Sunday in MetLife's going to get very ugly. And I don't necessarily want to be right about that. I think that Tiki's also in my ear. And that is Daniel Jones is going to make that one big mistake in a big spot that cost them. But actually, I think it's going to be worse than that. I think this Bengal offense is going to click like it did last week against Baltimore. I think they're going to put up a very crooked number. And I'm going to lay the 3.5 with the Bengals. I'm not ready to quit on them yet. And by the way, for selfish reasons, I want the Giants to win. Like, I still look at my football team, the Jets, and say, hey, I want things that are best for my team. Obviously, the Giants beating the Bengals is good for my team. I just don't think that's going to happen. So give me the Cincinnati Bengals laying the 3.5 at MetLife Stadium against the Giants. I am taking 2 favorites and a dog. The Broncos getting 3 against the Chargers. The Steelers laying 3 in Vegas against the Raiders. And the Bengals laying 3.5 at MetLife Stadium against the Giants. Tommy?
Sean, you're up next, my friend.
Why are you putting his turn away?
Because he wanted to go before me, and he didn't tell you that.
Is that true, Sean?
I never said anything.
Okay, so it's your turn, Tommy.
Okay, it's my turn. First game I'm going to do here.
He's so sensitive about where he goes.
No, because I have a bad feeling that Sean's on one of these games, which means it's a loser. And it's this one. The first one I'm going with is Detroit. Laying the 3 in Big D. Dallas is not very good. Pittsburgh was not able to take advantage of that, although if they get a fourth down stop there, win, cover the whole deal. The Lions are a machine. They're the best team in the NFC. They are rocking. They are rolling. They are putting up big-time points. They will exploit this bad Dallas defense. Lay the 3 with the Lions. That's game number one. Game number two. Can I have a little bit of a caveat here on this one? If Anthony Richardson starts, right, I love the Titans. I love laying the 2.5. Richardson stinks. But if the guy that should be the Jets quarterback, Joe Flacco, plays, then this pick doesn't count. Is that fair, Evan?
No.
Give me that?
All right. You got to just make a freaking pick, bro.
Fine. All right. Give me the
Why do you make things so difficult?
I just wanted a little bit of a caveat. I was
no
give
caveat.
You
then don't pick the game. If you're not sure about it, just pick a different game.
I know what you're getting at because it's going to change a lot the outcome and feel of this game if Joe Flacco is starting.
No, by the way, I agree.
He should be the starter.
Tommy, we all agree that the game looks different. No one's disputing that.
Yeah.
Pick a game so that on Friday, with people in their car, they say, okay, he picked this game. You're locked in. So once you're locked in, no matter what changes, you're locked in. So pick a game and be married to it.
Yeah, but I'm not a... All right,
oh, my God.
All right, I'll get Titans minus 2.5. Fine. Titans minus 2.5, but if Flacco plays, it doesn't count.
No, it does count.
Okay.
He sucks the life out of this segment.
You really do. Complain about which time I go, if I win first, then you don't want to go, then you want to go. Now you're putting caveats on picks. Like, what has happened to you?
You get the full Lou Gower experience in this one. All right, the main event, the big one, Sunday night, Giants hosting the Bengals. The Giants are just, I think they're at a fork in the road here. I think they win this game. They're going in one direction. Season's back on the whole deal. If they lose, it's a totally different topic here. I'm going to do the situation where I'm going to take the Bengals because if the Giants wins, I'll be happy. If the Bengals cover, at least I get something here and that. So that's my logic. There is no logic. I'm taking the Bengals minus 3.5.
God, that's something so something I would do. Like, he follows even that with me.
Right.
He just follows it. Like, yeah. It's a win-win. It's like taking out emotional insurance that I do during every sporting event.
Well, because I have to back the idea that, number one, the Giants' offensive line's playing great, and I do think they'll control the game, but I still think the head coach doesn't really want to win games. So I think the Bengals will win by 4.
All right. So Loogie is taking the Cincinnati Bengals. And finally, Sean Morash, put us out of our misery, please.
Game number one for me. I'm going to the Lions, and I'm going to the Cowboys in a late Sunday window, a game that I will be on simultaneously on WFAN getting set for the Giants.
Are you really? A
little Giant Met pep rally I'm going to throw from 4 to 6:20 here on the Fan.
Nice.
Lions off the bye week here. Dallas just loaded with injuries. I'm only laying 3. Dan Campbell's biting kneecaps. Right. They're licking chops. Cowboys going
down
like a
bag of bricks. Do you see that as you pick the Lions, Loogie is somehow freaking out because he also picked the Lions? Like, somehow this is, like, killing him for some reason, which I don't understand.
Read Sean's record again.
6-22.
That's why.
All right.
But what does that matter? If you believe in the game, believe in the game.
Right.
Tiki, he needs help, Tom.
He does. All right.
Here we go.
He's
game number two.
Over this.
Yeah. I don't care who's playing quarterback. Give me the Titans at home in game number two.
He's
to lay the points on the Indianapolis Colts. Pick number three, we go to Sunday night.
The G-Men
with the Bengals. Look, the Malik Nabers, the next man up thing, it worked last week. And I think there will be opportunity versus defense for the Giants to make plays. Here's one problem. Joe Burrow, one of the least amount of times to throw or to let a pass rush come in football, gets rid of that quick release. I just don't think without Kayvon Thibodeau, the Giants pass rush is going to have enough time to wreck this game. I think Giants are going to hang in. Giants are going to move the ball in this game. And I think the game's going to be close. But I still think the Bengals win and cover with a late Joe Burrow score. I will take the Bengals laying 3.5. So I am all 3 of Tommy's picks is what I'm honest with.
But I give you guys credit because other than Tiki, who is universally always going to pick the Giants, everybody picked against the Giants. I didn't hear the midday, so I cannot speak on them, but I was listening this morning to our guys in the morning, and they all picked the Bengals as well. Mm. So as of right now, unless I missed what the midday guys did. Tiki Barber.
All of little faith.
Yeah, Tiki Barber is the only guy on the flagship station for the New York Football Giants to have the guts and the cojones to pick the New York Giants.
Plus, I always just pick them.
And he always picks them. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. That's coming up next on SNY. But I do understand the worry. And it's not that the Giants stink. It's not that Brian Daboll's coaching to lose games like Loogie's screaming about. It's just, and maybe I'm kind of crazy about this.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals are going to go on a run.
Oh, the Bengals are really good.
They're a good team.
They just have been playing so far below themselves, mostly defensively. Now, that could be an opportunity for the Giants, as we saw last week, where they just moved the ball up and down the field against what's supposed to be a really good Seattle Seahawks defense. So it'll come down to execution. And this may be, as crazy as it sounds, a little bit of a shootout game.
It could be.
So we'll see. As long as the Giants execute in the red zone, I think they keep this close. By the way, that's what they do. That's what they've done for 3 years. Keep games close.
Absolutely.
But what is the motivation, I'll ask you guys here, of the Bengals? You're coming off a brutal
loss.
What's
the motivation to win a football game?
No, hold on a second.
They're in the NFL.
They're 1-4.
What's the motivation?
Hold on a second. They're 1-4. They had high expectations. There's been a lot of issues there with Ja'Marr Chase. Joe Burrow, every time
How did Ja'Marr Chase do last week? I forgot. want to give me a stat line?
How did the Bengals do? They had
their heart ripped out. 41-38 in overtime. Right?
Tiki, are there not games where guys, when they're 1-4, they go, season's over. Are they going to be motivated in this spot?
Are they going to be motivated?
They're 1-4, and they just had a gut-wrenching loss.
I understand, but this
they're
is a team
out to prove every doubter after the first quarter of the season wrong.
Absolutely.
That's the motivation.
And it might be their last chance. 1-5 teams are usually unrecoverable.
I completely agree with you. I mean, this is for Cincinnati, not that we give a rat's ass about it, but this is their season.
So are 1-3 teams.
Yeah.
Right. 1-4. I mean, so...
Giants last week.
Right. They played hard.
But you know what? That whole stat about, 1-4, 2-5, your chances of making the playoffs, there's an extra wild card team. It is a little bit different
in
today's NFL.
It's a different calculus these days.
And I think when you're this early in the season and you're a team that's been to a Super Bowl, like, you're not saying we're done. We lost a horrible division game. We're done. Like, if the Giants win this game, it's not going to be because the Bengals weren't motivated the sixth week of the season on a Sunday night. I think that's ridiculous. Sometimes your sports opinions are like you're a Twitter troll. Have you noticed that, by the way?
It doesn't shock me. I mean, his whole gimmick is run dry.
I didn't say it's a gimmick. I just said sometimes his opinions are so crazy. They're like a Twitter troll.
I will give you a Twitter take here online, though.
Okay, go ahead.
You heard me pick the Bengals here. Giants win this game, get the 3-3. They're beating the Eagles next week, and the Giants will be playing January football, so don't make vacation plans for January. Mm.
You hate his gimmick till you steal it.
No, I'm not. I'm above gimmicks. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Well, I think it's going to be really interesting to see what happens to the Eagles this week, taking on the Browns. I'm excited about that.
We'll get right spot for them.
No, I want to see that. That's the loss. That's the loss where Nick Sirianni's on the hot seat. You know, that's the loss where they're making fun of us for firing Robert Saleh.
Right. If
that's a lose game, that coach could be gone.
You're talking about the Giants.
I'm talking about the Eagles. No, the Eagle Brown game.
Oh, but Eagle Brown. Yeah, but
Eagle Giants.
But
too,
definitely
sure.
Eagle Giants.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll happen after the Browns game, but if you lose a division game to the Giants after all the trash talk he threw at the Giants in the offseason,
bad.
That's bad.
Nick Sirianni is the person in America who's the least happy the Mets won that series.
No, I know. Taking the attention.
So you got to be rooting if you're a Giant fan for the Eagles this week.
What is it?
You're coming off a loss against the Browns. You're going to get a fired up, pissed off team. The motivation thing again.
What?
NFL teams, week to week. Do you watch the sport at all?
I'm confused on what he's saying.
The guy who played in the league is confused.
Allow me to educate you. Yeah. There are maybe like two or three elite teams. There's like one or two crappy teams, and everybody else is in the middle. Oftentimes, a team off a loss is more dangerous. A team off a win is less dangerous. It's motivation. It's, we just lost to the Browns. Our season's on the line here. We're going to lay it on the Giants. Or, we've won a few in a row. We'll take a little bit of our gas off the brake, or the foot off the brake. You know what I mean?
Foot off the gas.
Foot off whatever. Robert Saleh, all gas, no brakes.
This is
logic.
No, it's not logic. You want the Eagles to lose.
Right.
I'm just asking the questions.
No, it's a dumb question.
Well, there are no dumb questions. Maybe just dumb people. Maybe I'm dumb. But that's the question I ask.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.